Donald Trump urges supporters to vote for America First Republicans, not Renos in congressional midterms. By Charlie Spiering on June 26, 2021. Former President Donald Trump returned to the rally stage in Ohio on Saturday, urging his supporters to vote for America First Republicans in the congressional midterms, not Renos, Republicans in name only. "We're going to elect an amazing slate of America First Republicans next year," Trump said. The former president's rally speech had a level of renewed urgency, as he outlined a long list of Biden's failures in office. "The number one priority for everyone who wants to save America is to put every ounce of energy into winning a victory in midterms and in 2024, he said. Trump campaigned for Max Miller, a primary challenger to Republican Representative Anthony Gonzalez, R.O., who voted to impeach Trump. "Every single Republican needs to vote him out of office," Trump said, calling Gonzalez a grandstanding Reno. "He's not the candidate you want representing the Republican Party. He's the candidate of Liz Cheney, another beauty," he added. After criticizing at length the policies of Biden and congressional Democrats, Trump called for a massive political reset in the 2022 midterms. "You have to deliver massive majorities for Republicans in Congress next year, have to do it," he said. The former president thrilled supporters with some of his greatest hits, including a dramatic reading of the poem The Snake to describe the threat of illegal immigration. "In the Republican Party, we do not believe that we should welcome criminals with open arms," he said. Trump said that Democrats had used the coronavirus pandemic to steal the election and called for his supporters to rally in the midterms. "With the help of everyone here tonight and patriots across the country, we will do all that we are supposed to be doing and much more when we win giant Republican majorities next year," he promised. Trump did not endorse a Republican candidate for the 2022 Ohio Senate election but took a poll by asking his supporters to cheer for either Jane Timken, Josh Mandel, or Mike Gibbons. "They're great people, they're working hard," Trump said, noting his rally polls turned out to be very accurate.